North Dakota's governor has called for a mandatory evacuation for the health and safety of the protesters there, but says law enforcement should not be blocking roadways for supporters to deliver supplies to the Standing Rock Reservation, saying it would be, quote, a huge mistake from a humanitarian standpoint. Thousands of local residents and supporters from across the U.S. are camped to delay completion of an oil pipeline near sacred lands, believing it would contaminate water sources. Stephanie Woods arrived with friends at the Oseti Sakawan campsite Tuesday with water, food, and blankets, and says heavy snow and freezing temperatures are rapidly dwindling supplies of firewood. Some protesters are also dealing with injuries from clashes with police and pipeline security.
I met one of them who was on the front lines and had bandages on his face, and he's been there since June. He was young and quit his job. He was the one who told me about, we always wonder where the supplies are coming, but it seems to be growing every single day that people are coming and being so generous from all across the country.
Woods' group is traveling back to Murray today. She warns that some camps are 50 to 60 miles away from major infrastructure, so anyone bringing supplies needs to have a four-wheel drive vehicle to handle the rocky terrain. In Murray, I'm Rob Canning.